Today we, Baruch Hashem, begin Masechta Yuma. Masechta Yuma discusses Yom Kippur. Now most people would assume that a Masechta discussing Yom Kippur would talk about the fast, would talk about Tshuva, but actually most of the Masechta doesn't discuss the fast, nor Yom Kippur. It's only the last parak, the eighth parak, that discusses those halachas. Most of the Masechta discusses the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah. In fact, there's a Machloikis Rishonim, exactly what did the Kohen Gadol have to do on Yom Kippur. There's some Rishonim that say the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to do everything. All of the Kabbonis that are unique to Yom Kippur, all of the Kabbonis that are brought every day, like the Karban Tamid, and even the Machshirei Karban, like the Trumas Hadeshen, and the lighting of the Menorah, and the cleaning of the Menorah. The other Rishonim say that he only had to do karbonos, but not the other parts of the avodah. And others say that midaraisa he only had to do the unique avodos, the unique things that had to be done for Yom Kippur. But certainly that's the bulk of the Masechta discussing from before Yom Kippur through Yom Kippur the avodah of the Kohen Gadol. The first seven parakim discuss that. In fact, the Mefarshim say that the Masechta Yuma has eight parakim, eight chapters, corresponding to the eight big day kahuna, the Shemoneh Begadim, that the Kohen Gadol wore. The Masechta is called Yuma. Yuma means day. Why is it called Yuma? It should be called Masechta Yom Kippurim. So the Bnei Yisrael says that people, the word itself, the name itself, Yom Kippur, has in it a tremendous amount of Kedusha. So we don't want to mention its name for nothing. So it's called Yuma. That day, the day we know we're talking about Yom Kippur. But we don't say the word Yom Kippur only when necessary. Other Mefarshim say, there's a Medrash at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. V'erev Eilu Maseyem Shel Rishoyim. Actions of Rishonim is Erev, it's dark, it's night. V'yibayker, Eilu Maseyim Shal Tzadikim. The actions of Tzadikim are light, are great. Yoyim Echad, the first day. Eizu Yoyim Echad, what is that special great day? Zu Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim is the day of the year, which is the most holy and great day. Every moment of the day is a moment of lightness. It's a moment of Kedusha. So the Masechta is called Yuma, that holy, great day. The Mefarshim discuss why Masechta Yuma follows Masechta Shkolim. The Mefarshim say that Parshas Kisiso speaks about Parshas Shkolim, and the next Parsh that we see speaking about Yom Tovim is Parshas Achrei Mois, and Achrei Mois speaks about Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is spoken about before other Yom Tovim, so it comes right after Shkolim. Another pshat that I saw is that Shkolim, what was the concept of Shkolim? That a person could donate money to buy Karbonos, and through Karbonos, he could have a Kapara, he could have whatever a Karbon accomplishes. This Masechta teaches us that you don't have to bring a Karbon to have a Kapara. It's a level above. A person, through his actions, through his tshuva, could have kapara. So it's the natural follow-up to Masechta Shkolim, as Masechta Yuma, to teach us a higher or next level of kedusha, kapara, tshuva. So the Masechta begins. Shiva Shem Kodim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mebeisoi, we used to separate the Kohen Gadol from his home, Lelishkas Behedrin, to a room, we'll discuss more in this parak, called Lelishkas Behedrin. The Taifas points out why sometimes it says Shivas Yomim, the number before Kodim Yom Kippurim, sometimes it says the number and then the facts, and sometimes in Shas we find that the number is mentioned after, like the beginning of Masechta Kedushin, it says Isha Niknas Begimel Drachim. So Taisus seems to feel that there is no specific reason why I would say it one way over the other. But I did see some of Farshim say that the entire order of this Masechta is a chronological order. First we start with 7 days before Yom Kippur. Then we're going to speak about Erev Yom Kippur. And then we're going to speak about Yom Kippur itself. So this Mishnah is setting us up how we're going to learn the Masechta. Another, the Pnei Yeshua says that the Pasuk uses the word Shivas Yamim. So the Mishnah wants to use the same terminology as the Pasuk. The Pnei... No, but that's a terminology we find in the Torah. The Pnei Yeshua points out, why does it say Shivas Yamim? It should say Shiva Yamim. So he says Shivas Yamim means that it's a set of 7 days. He says, if it would say only Sheva Yamim, I would think that this din, that we separate the Kohen Gadol, is only by day, maybe not by night. At night he could go home. Or vice versa. Maybe it's only by night, not by day. So we say all Shivas Yamim. It's one set. By day and by night, the Kohen Gadol has to be segregated. The Sfasemis, in fact, says that the halacha would be, let's say, for whatever reason, it's 7 days before Yom Kippur, and on the seventh day before Yom Kippur, we didn't segregate the Kohen Gadol. But we realize on the sixth day, he says it's too late. It has to be Shivas Yomim, a set of 7 days. And if you don't have 7 days, it's meaningless. Interesting Sfasemis. The Mefarshim say Mafrishim, the Kohen Gadol is separated. It's our job as the Bezdin, as the Tzibur, to separate him into this room, the Lishkas Pahedrin. The Mefarshim discuss, what is the purpose of the segregation? Is the purpose of the segregation because of Yom Kippur? Or is this purpose of the segregation because he's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, Aaron HaKoyin was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted. So if it's a din because of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so any time Aaron Kohen Gadol decided that he wants to go to Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would need first 7 days of segregation. If on the other hand, it's a din and Yom Kippur, so the only time segregation is required is 7 days before Yom Kippur, but not any other time. And if he wanted to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim any other time, he wouldn't have this prerequisite of 7 days. So we separate him to the Lishkas Pahedrin. And we designate another Kohen in his place. So Mefarshim gives three reasons, the Rishonim say, why we need a backup. One reason given is a simple reason. In case something should happen, as we will learn in the next words, we need somebody to be ready to fill his place. Another reason given is that the Kohen Gadol, unlike the Kohen Hedyot, wore Shminas Begadim, 8 Begadim. Kohen Hedyot only wore 4 Begadim. We learned the Masechta Shkalim that the Begadim, the garments of Kohen Gadol or Kohen Weir, have to fit him perfectly. So if this person is going to be needed to go do the Avodah Yom Kippur, if we didn't prepare him before, then he wouldn't have the clothing that fits him. So we had to designate somebody in order that if he should be needed, he should have clothing that fits him. Now, which clothing did he need to have? So everybody agreed that he needed to have the big days off, because a Kohen Hedyot only wear big days lava, not big days off. There are Mefarshim that say that the big begadim that a person wears as a Kohen Gadol are not the same begadim that he wears as a Kohen Hedyot. And therefore we had to prepare him special, even big day lovin, if he's going to wear him as a Kohen Gadol, not as a Kohen Hedyot. In fact, the Mefarshim ask, interesting question, that the avnate, the belt, worn by a Kohen Gadol is different than the avnet worn by Kohen Hedyot. The avnet worn by Kohen Hedyot was shatnas. It was a mixture of wool and linen. The avnet worn by Kohen Gadol wasn't. So why doesn't everybody agree that we had to prepare an avnet? So I saw very nice teretz. An avnet is just a long piece of material, a long sesh. That doesn't have to be made custom. Anybody could just, it was 32 amma long, and anybody could wear it. So that's why, even if he's going to wear a different avnet, we don't have to have a custom-made avnet. An avnet is an avnet. A suit has to fit the size. A belt doesn't have to fit the size. It's just one long sash material. But there's a third pshat why a Kohen Gadol, why backup Kohen was designated. And actually, that language is implied in the Mishnah. Because it says, the Mefarshim asks, it says, Umaskinen loy, we prepare for him. It's not a takana. It should say mafrishin. Mafrishim, we should prepare, we should segregate. Kohen, what did it say? Acher, another Kohen. So I saw a pshat like this. there's a question that the Mefarshim ask. What, could somebody's son be the backup Kohen? Could a Kohen Gadol's son be his backup? So they say no. Because the point of designating a backup is that when the Kohen Gadol knows that there's somebody waiting in the wings to take his position, that will give him an impetus to act properly. Maskin and loy, it's a takana for him to have a Kohen Acher, to have another Kohen waiting in the background. Waiting in the background that he knows that other person is prepared to take over his position. But if it will be his son, he doesn't care. So if I won't do it, my son will do it. So it should be Kohen Acher, it should be another Kohen, not his son. Ramesh Shapiro discusses, could it be the Skan? Every Kohen Gadol had an assistant. So why do we have to take a different person? Just take a Skan. So Ramesh Shapiro says that the Gemara is going to speak later in this parak that this backup Kohen is not able to be a Kohen Hedyot after he has this position, nor could ever be a Kohen Gadol. The Skan would never agree to take that position because he doesn't want to lose his opportunity to possibly one day be a Kohen Gadol. Another pshat that I saw is as follows, with a mashal. There was once a Rav in a city, getting older, and they wanted to appoint an assistant rabbi. And there were two candidates. One was a person who was a Rosh Hashiva in the town, well-known, and the other was a Chosh V'Talmud Chacham, but an Avreich, a Kailul younger man. And they were deciding who should they choose, and they decided to choose the Avreich. So they asked, why don't they take the Rosh Hashiva? It's much more. So they say, that would hurt the Kohen Gadol if you went and you chose that. They would hurt the Rav if you picked that Rosh Hashiva. It would feel a real competition. If we went and we took the Skan, who was a very chosh of a person, the Kohen Gadol would be hurt. We're not looking to hurt the Kohen Gadol. So we took a Kohen Acher, a Kohen who's not that significant, it shouldn't bother him. Why do we have to do it? Shem a year by psul, in case he becomes Tamei or becomes a Balkari, he has an emission. So the Mefarshim ask, it says in Pirkei Avos, that one of the Nisim that happened to Beis HaMikdash was that a Kohen Gadol never saw Keri. He never had an emission on Yom Kippur. So why do we have to worry about it? So one answer, something that we just learned in Masechta Shkolim, is Ein Samech Mal HaNes. We don't want to rely on a Nes. Another answer is that Mishnah Pirkei Avos is only referring to the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. Our Mishnah is also referring to Beis HaMikdash Sheni. And the third answer is we're not necessarily worried about Keri, but we're worried about Tumah. We don't want him to become Tumah, so we separate him that he shouldn't become Tumah. Now the question is when we separate him, what does that mean that we separate him? So Aruch HaShulchan Asid says, he uses a very strong terminology, he's in the base house surim, he's in jail. He has to be separated and remain there day and night. Other Achroinim disagree, and they say, just like it says by Sukkah, B'sukkah shteish v'shivas yamim, you don't have to sit in the Sukkah day and night for 7 days, so too, although he was asked to be in the Lishkas Behedrin, he didn't have to be there 24/7. Also, based on what we said before, the different reasons why we designated a backup Kohen, the question is, when did we designate the backup Kohen? Did we designate him on the first of these 7 days, or any time during the 7 days, fine? If the reason is just we need a backup in case something should happen, or just that he should have clothing prepared, we don't have to do it all the way 7 days before Yom Kippur. But if the reason is that the Kohen should have the backup, and they'll keep him, so to speak, in check, so we have to do it from the beginning of 7 days before. Rehuda says, Af ish acheres maskin aloi. Not only do we have a backup Kohen, but we also have a backup wife. Shemetem is ishtoi. Maybe his wife will die. And it says in the pasuk, V'chipa ba'adoi u'bad beisoi, that the Kohen, when he brings the kabbonis to Yom Kippur, some of the kabbonis, he has to have himself and his family in mind. Beisoi is ishtoi. And beisoi means his wife. Why is beisoi ishtoi? First, explain, a man without a wife is pal gegufa, is not a complete person. Or the woman is the ikar habayis. The main component of the home is the wife. So the Meshech Chachma asks, what, maybe beisoi means his children? Maybe beisoi means his children. So the Meshech Chachma answers, having children is not in a person's hands. A person wants to have children, but he doesn't necessarily have children. A wife, a person can get married. The Torah wouldn't have required that he has to have beisoi children. Who says that Nebuch maybe can't have? But a wife, he could have had. But I saw a beautiful pshat from the Pnei Moshe. We look at Rashi about beisoi. So Rashi says the word Gabi Yom Kippur Ksiv Achrei Mois. That it, in the Avodah Yom Kippur Pashas Achrei Mois, it speaks about Beisoy. Now, the Pnei Moshe asks, it's very uncommon for Rashi to tell us the name of the parasha where something is said. Usually it says, Gabi Yom Kippur Ksiv, and then we'll have where, Vayikra, whatever pasuk. Why does it say Achrei Mois? So he answers, we need to understand, we started the shiur, we said that the parasha of Yom Kippur is in Pashas Achrei Mois. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Parshas Yom Kippur and Parshas Achrei Mois? So he answers, what does Parshas Achrei Mois begin with? Nadav Avihu's death. And the Medrash says a lot of different reasons why Nadav Avihu died, but one of the reasons is they refused to get married. So Rashi says, Obi Adesoy, Gabi Yom Kippur Ksiv. Yom Kippur, it says that you have to have a wife. How do I know that having a wife is so important? The Achrei Mois. We learn from the death of Nadav and Avihu what it means not to have a wife. It caused them to die. So that's why Rashi says, Achrei Mois, to teach us that Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol Zavoida, is dependent on having a wife. Amrloi, so they disagree, the Chacham Rav Yehuda, Im Kein Ein L'Dav Asoif. If you're going to say that you have to have a backup wife, so you have to have a backup to the backup. What did the Chacham hold? So Mefarshim explained, the Chacham hold, and that since it's only a week before Yom Kippur, and his wife is Baruch Hashem fine and well, so the halach is that we assume that she'll be alive Mitzvah Shem Yom Kippur. In fact, this is the basis for a psak that the Trumas Hadeshin says. We know that we tried to be Mekadosh Levon on Motzoi Shabbos. So let's say it's the beginning of the month still. It's Wednesday or Thursday evening. I can already be Mekadosh Levon. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, I should wait for Motzoi Shabbos. Why? Because I don't have to worry, since there's plenty of time, that even if something happens on Matzoi Shabbos, that there won't be a moon, I could do it after, and I should do Kiddush Levana right on a Matzoi Shabbos. In fact, there's a Machloikis Ratvaz Chacham Tzvi. The Shaila was asked of them, there was a Jew in prison, and he was told that he has one day a year furlough. Which day of the year should he choose? So the Chacham Tzvi says he should choose Yom Kippur, a regular day, a regular Monday, Thursday. Yom Kippur is a day they should be in shul. The Ratva says that no. Atach mitzvah, mitzvah bo b'yotcha atach mitzvah, chap the mitzvah. You can go out today, do your mitzvahs today. Well, what about Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur? So the Ratva himself says, but you see the Trumas Hadeshin here says that you should wait for Matzoi Shabbos. Why should you wait for Matzoi Shabbos? If you can be Mekadosh Levana on Wednesday night, do it. Don't wait. And here we say you should wait. So he says a beautiful difference. He says it's the same mitzvah. Be Mekadosh Levana Wednesday night, and be Mekadosh Levana Matzoi Shabbos, the same mitzvah. So certainly, we want you to do the mitzvah if possible, the best way. And the best way to do the mitzvah is on Matzoi Shabbos. But on the other hand, doing a mitzvah that I have to do today, and then worrying about Yom Kippur, which could be a month later or 10 months later, it's two different mitzvahs. So I have to do today's mitzvahs today, and I'll worry about Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. If I can, I can. I can't, I can't. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Tanan Hossam. We learned in the Mishnah, Masechta Purim. We know that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody became Tamei, we prepared the ashes of a Parah Aduma with water, a whole process, and we sprinkle on them. Says the Mishnah, Masechta Purim. Shiva Shem Koin Sreifas HaParah, 7 days before they would burn the Parah, HaMafrishim Koin HaSreifas HaParah MeBeisoi, they would segregate him, Lishka Shal Pnei Abirah, a special place, Svoinim is Racha, this room was on the northeast side. The Lishka space of Evan Heis in the Kras. It was called the Stone Room. The Lom in the Kras, Shemoy, Lishka space Evan. Why was it called this name? Shekor Maseh Begli Glolim. Everything that we did, all the actions that we did in preparing the Paraduma were done with either Kalim made out of, with vessels made out of, either Glolim means animal dung, others say it means marble, and that's why it's called Glolim, because it's heavy, so it has to be Goli, you have to roll it, you can't pick it up. Kliavonim, stone vessels, kliadoma, clay vessels, that don't become tamei. There's a machlaikis, who do we mean by the kohen? Do we mean specifically the kohen gadol? Because there's a machlaikis in Masechta Parah. Does the avoid of the parah aduma have to be done strictly by the kohen gadol, or can be done with any kohen? There's also machlaikis, is it referred to any kohen that's involved in the processing of the parah aduma, or only the one that burns the parah aduma? So why do we have to do this? My Tama, Kivan the Tfil Yoyim Kosh B'Paro. The halacha is, we spoke about this many times, that if somebody becomes Tamei, he has to go to the mikveh, and then he needs Harav Shemesh. Until he has Harav Shemesh, he's a Tfil Yoim. He's not completely tar. We learned that even though somebody is only a Tfil Yoim, so he's not on the full level of Tahara, he's allowed to do the Avoid of the Paraduma. To make the point, we specifically used a person who was a Tfil Yoim. The Tam, Tanan, it says in Mishnah Masechta Parah, Metamim Hayu Akoyin HaSarif HaSaparah, we specifically made the person who's going to do the Avoid with the Parah, Tamei, Umatbil Naisai, and then we send him to the Mikvah, and he should only be a Tfil Yoim, L'Haitzim Elibin Shal Tztaykim, because the Tztaykim held that it has to be somebody who's tar. That we had to use a person who is completely tar that had Harav Shemesh. So now, we're showing some sort of a laxity. That we're taking a person who's not completely tar. We're taking a person who's a Tfil Yoim. So that people shouldn't come to be completely lax with the Parah Aduma. This shouldn't cause laxity. Tekinu lo rabbanan kli glolim v'kli avonim v'kli adomim. So they specifically said they should use vessels. The loy lekabel tuma, that are not mekabel tuma, kehechad leloy zilzulba, that they should not come to act inappropriately and come not to treat the paraduma act properly. So the Mefarshim asked, and Taisa says, when we were metamed the koyin, says Taisa, we weren't metamed him the raisa, a koyin who wasn't watching to be on the highest level of tuma touched him, but not that we had him tummy the raisa. Other Rishonim say, being matamim him that way is meaningless, because midaraisa is still tar. So we actually had a sheretz, we took a sheretz and have a sheretz touch him. What is the machloikis based on? So the Shalom Meshav explains. Everybody agrees that a kohen, and certainly kohen gadol, is not allowed to become tamei to a mace. So we couldn't expose him to a mace. The machloikis of the Rishonim is a kohen allowed to become tamei sheretz? Taisa says, that even a Tamei Sheretz he's not allowed to become. So there's no other option. There's no option of asking him to become Tamei Sheretz. The other Rishonim say, Tamei Neis he's not allowed to become. But Tamei Sheretz he is allowed to become. So that's why I'm Tamei with a Tamei Sheretz. I saw a very sharp word from Rav Yoshev. He asks, you know, throughout Shas we have Machloikis that took place between the Purushim and the Tzedakim. And we don't find that we do something kidei lahoitzi miliman shel tzedakim. He gives an example. They held that the sfira always begins on a Sunday. Mimachos, the Shabbos always begins on a Sunday. We hold Mimachos Shabbos means the second day of Pesach. But we don't find that Chazal said that the second day of Pesach should never be a Sunday kidei lahoitzi miliman shel tzedakim. Why all of a sudden here are we concerned about kidei lahoitzi miliman shel tzedakim? So he says a very sharp part. He says, usually the Tzedakim weren't acting more religious than the Purushim. So we know we don't have to worry. Here all of a sudden the Tzedakim are frumer than the Purushim. The Tzedakim are makbid, are careful that the person doing the Paraduma should be completely tar, and we hold it Tfil Yoim. So somebody may say, you know, they're not such bad people. They're very religious. They're even more religious than we are. So Chazal tell us, don't fall into their trap. Don't get close to them. That's why they separated a room. Asked them, why was the room in Tzfayin Mizrach? Why was it in the northeast side? Answered the Gemara, Kim and the Chatasi, since the Paradum is called Chatas, for Chatas Tuna Tzfayin, and we know that always Chatas has to be Shechted on the north side, so that's why we did it on the north side. It also says that when we prepare the Paradum and Harazesim, it should be Ksiv Ba El Noichach Pnei Amoyel Moed. It should be facing the opening of the Oyel Moed, which is on the east side. That's why Tekin El Rabbanan, that's why Chazal said it should be Lishkat Tzfayin Mizrach on the northeast side. Kehechad Havelei Hakera, that we should have a Heker, everybody should see how we're acting with the Paraduma and not Chas V'Sham become lax with it. So we said it was in the Bira. Asked them, what is the Bira? Amar Rabba Bebachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mokam Hayu Beharabayis, there was a specific room in the Harabayis, Ubira Shmai. Name was Bira. Shlokish Amar, Kol HaMikdash Kula Kar Bira. The entire base of Mikdash compound is called Bira. Shnem, as the Pasuk says in Devar Yomim, HaBira Asher HaChinois, the Bira I prepared. So Taisus asks, why couldn't I use the same room for the Paradum as I used for the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, the Lishkas Bahedrin. Why do I have to have two separate rooms? So Tosfos says two answers. One answer, he says, the whole point that we're trying to make with the Parah Aduma is that everybody should see that we're treating the Parah Aduma seriously as far as Tumat Tahara. If we're going to use the same room, that message won't come across. So he made a separate room. Also, Tosfos says, as we will learn, the Lishkas Bahedrin was in the Beis HaMikdash compound. So since it was actually in the Makom Kadosh, so for the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, I need such a room. On the other hand, for a Kohen doing the Maisa Parah Aduma, even though we have to segregate him, I don't segregate him into a place in the Beis HaMikdash proper. Ask the Gemara, Menonimili. So we learned in our Mishnah, we separate the Kohen for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara, how do we know? Ask the Pnei Yeshua, shouldn't have the Gemara began with that question? The Gemara should have began. We learned in the Mishnah 7 days before Yom Kippur, we separate the Kohen Gadol, so the Mishnah should have started, but not, so the Gemara should have began, but not immediately. Why do I first bring in the whole din of the Parah Aduma? Answers the Pnei Yeshua. If I would have just had the Mishnah, I would have said, of course, everybody understands the Kiddush of Yom Kippur, and that Yom Kippur requires designation, segregation before. But now that we see it's not a din unique to Yom Kippur, even for Parah Aduma, I have to separate the Kohen 7 days before. So now I need to know, where do I get this from? That you start separating a person 7 days before he does it. Answers the Gemara, Amra Minyuni Bachelki, Amra Machasi Bar Idi, Amra B'yachan, Amra Kro. The Pasuk says, when the Mishkan was inaugurated, they had Shiva Shimeim Luim. That means for 7 days, as we will learn, the Kohanim was segregated, and the 8th day, which was Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they actually inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk says, Kasha Osa B'yom Hazeh, as we acted by the Shemoneh Shimei HaMeluim, Tziva Hashem Lasois L'chapra Aleichem. Learns the Gemara, Lasois Eila Masa Paro, that by the Paro, just like by the Shemoneh Shimei HaMeluim, we had to have 7 days of segregation, so too by the Parah Aduma, L'chapra Eila Masa Yom Kippurim, that before Yom Kippur we need 7 days of segregation. Ask the Gemara, Bishlam Akula Krabba Paro Loim Atalkim. I can't say that this Pasuk is talking only about Parah Aduma, because the Pasuk used the word lechaper for forgiveness, or para la bas kaparihi. A para isn't for forgiveness. Ask the Mefarshim, of course a para is for forgiveness. The Rashi says in Chumash that the para aduma is mechaper the maisa ha'egel. So why do you say para is not for forgiveness? So they answer that only, a few answers are given. Only the first para aduma was brought for forgiveness. Afterwards, the para aduma was just for tahara. Another pshat is the main purpose of a Parah Aduma, even the first one is Tahara. Incidentally, it makes Kapara, but that you can't call it, it's a back Kapara, that its main goal is Kapara. So I can't say that the Pasuk is speaking strictly about Parah Aduma, but ask the Gemara, Elam Kul Krab Yom Kippur Ksif, maybe the whole Pasuk is only talking about Yom Kippurim, and not about Parah Aduma. So ask Tosfos, why would I need two words to teach me about Yom Kippur? Lasos and Lechaper. There are two words we're saying in the Pasuk, Lasos and Lechaper. So l'chaper means Yom Kippur. But why would I need a second word to teach me the same thing? So Tosfos answers that if I didn't know that's talking about Parah Aduma, I would say Lasois is teaching me about every carbon. Teaches us the Pasuk, Lasois l'chaper, strictly the Kaponis Yom Kippur. That's one teretz. Tosfos Yeshanim says, similar teretz, Lasois l'chaper, the Pasuk I would say means Lasois, what should you do to affect L'chaper a kapara, segregate the kohen. Another teretz given is that, the Nitziv says this teretz. Throughout Kachim, there's a concept, Shina lo v'kosov l'akev. If you want something to be required, it has to say the din twice. So it's say that both psukim, both words are talking about Yom Kippur, lasos and l'chaper, and the point is to teach us that this is something that must be done, it's not optional. So who says that the pasuk is talking about Parah Aduma? Amri, so the Gemara answers, Yalav Tziva Tziva. We learn Xer Shava. Tziv Hocho, it says here by the Shema Shema Eluim, Tziva Shem Lasois. The Tziv Hossam by the Parasha Parah Aduma, Zois Chukas HaTaira, Asher Tziva Shem Leimar. So it says again the word Tziva. Ma Lahalim Parah, just like they're talking about Parah Aduma, Afkan Parah. Or Ma Kan, just like by Shema Shema Eluim, the Lach was Prisha, we had to segregate the Kohen Gadol. Af Lahalim by Parah Aduma, Prisha, we have to separate the Kohen. Ask the Gemara, who tells me to learn the Gzeru Shava that way? Maybe we should make a gzera shava that it says tziva, the tziva yaska shetziva Hashem es Moshe. It says by Yom Kippur the word tziva, and it says by Shemana Shiluim Meluim tziva. And I should say that the gzera shava is between Yom Kippur and Shemana Shiluim Meluim, and not between Paraduma. So again, ask the Tosfos Hashanim, why do I need two psukim to teach me Yom Kippur? I already learned Yom Kippur from the word lechaper. Answer the Tosfos Hashanim. I would say that this pasuk of Tziva teaches us Yom Kippur, and I would say that you have to have pre-sha, you have to have segregation before Yom Kippur, you have to have segregation after Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara is asking, who says that the pasuk teaches us regarding Yom Kippur, about regarding Parah Aduma? Maybe it teaches us about Yom Kippur. So now, the Mefarshim ask a very fundamental question, a question relating to all of Shas. We know that the halacha is, Ein Adam Don Gzer Shavu L'Atzmai. You can't make up your own Gzer Shava. Elam Ken Kiblam and Rabbi Yisof. Unless you have it in tradition from your rabbis. So now the question is very obvious. If the Pasuk is teaching me a Gzer Shava, so we can't make up that the Gemara should ask, maybe it's Yom Kippur, maybe it's Paraduma. Whatever we have from our rabbis, that's what the Gzer Shava is. So Mefarshim say they had a Kabbalah that there's a Gzer Shava Tziva Tziva, connecting the two words. But we don't know which two tzivas to connect. Is it the tziva from Yom Kippur? Is it the tziva from Parah Aduma? Now it's our job to try to figure out how to connect. Answers the Gemara. Given that we have the option, should we learn Gzer Shavah between Yom Kippur and Shemana Shemayim Luim? Or should we learn Gzer Shavah between Parah Aduma and Shemana Shemayim Luim? Donan tziva dufnei tziva siya, mitziva dufnei siya. In the Parasha Parah Aduma, it says the word tziva before the Torah tells us exactly what to do, as it does by Shemana Shemayim Meluim. Ve'ein donan tziva del achas siya, whereas by Yom Kippur, the word tziva is only mentioned after the Torah tells us what to do, mitziva del lefnei asiya. So what is Pshat? The Gemara is saying Pshat is that this is more of a better match, because these are both tzivas before the details, whereas Yom Kippur, the tziva is after the details. Says the Gemara, Ve'im Tziva the Kabbonis, that by Rashi explains, by every carbon tziva, the Torah says the word tziva. The tziva yom tzavoy says b'nei Yisrael. So, and there it's also before the details. So we're back to where we started. Who says the tziva that says by Shemana Shemayim Meluim? Refers to Parah Aduma, maybe refers to every time a carbon tziva is brought, 7 days before, you have to separate the kayin. Answers the Gemara. Don and tziva mitziva, vein da in tzavois mitziva. By Parah Aduma it says the word tziva. By Shemana Shemayim Luim it says the word tziva. An exact match. Whereas by carbon it says the word tzavoisa, and here it says the word tziva, so it's not an exact match. So we look for the exact match. Ask the Gemara of Menai Nafkamina, I'll show you that we can learn Gzer Shava not with an exact match. Vatana de Berib Shmuel, the Pasuk says regarding a house which was afflicted with a nega. The Pasuk says, Veshava kain of all kain. So the Gemara explains like this. The Torah tells us that if somebody identifies a nega in his home, the home has to be locked up. Then the kain comes to examine the home after a week. And the Torah says that if after examining after a week, the house, the nega expanded, the halach is that you have to take out stones and you have to replaster it. What's the halacha? If the kain comes after the first week and there was no change, not up or down, so we have to lock it up for another week. What happens if it comes after the second week and now it grew, now it expanded? The Torah doesn't tell us specifically what to do. Says Rabbi Shmuel, we learn Gzeir Shavah v'shava kain for when the kain comes back the second week, to Vakon when the kain comes the first week, that if it comes the second week and that's when expanded, we treat it the same way as if it had expanded after the first week. So what do you see? It's certainly not an exact match. Here it says the Shav, means to return. Here it says the Va, to come, and yet we're learning Gzer Shava. So what are you saying that we need an exact match? And that's why Tziv and Tzavaisa is not an exact match and we can't learn Gzer Shava. Answers the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Of course, a Gzeres Shavah doesn't have to be an exact match. But you know when it doesn't have to be an exact match? If I have no other option. Aval Heicha de Ikka de Damilei, where I have an exact match, but the Damilei Yalpinin. I'd rather learn the exact match. So that's why, if I have a choice to learn Tziva, Tziva, Paraduma, and Shmoni Shmei Meluim, or Tzavoysa and Tziva, which is not an exact match, I prefer to learn the exact match. So Gemara said, L'chaper means Eilam Masi Yom Kippurim. That we learn from the word L'chaper, that before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is separated. Ask the Gemara, who says it's speaking strictly about Yom Kippur? Ve'im kapara de kabonos. Maybe by every carbon, the Kohen, before he does the Avoida, has to be segregated. Now the Gvuras Ari makes a very interesting observation. He says that before when the Gemara said Eima Kabonis, Rashi says it means Kabonis Tzibur. Here Rashi says Eima Kabonis, Rashi says Karban Yochid. So why is Rashi changing? So actually, the Gvuras Ari says that it's not necessarily Rashi, we don't have to learn Rashi as strictly as he learns. He says when it said before Kabonis Tzibur, it could have meant Karban Yochid. When it says here Karban Yochid, it could mean Karban Tzibur. That's what the Gvuras Ari says. But I saw other Mepharshim explain like this. Before we were learning Gzeres Shavah, a Gzeres Shavah, we just said, has to be an exact match. So since it's exact match, the pasuk we were learning Gzeres Shavah was talking about Kabbonis Tzibur, so I have to have an exact match and say Kabbonis Tzibur should require Prisha. Here we're not learning Gzeres Shavah, here we're learning a Hekesh. A Hekesh doesn't have to be an exact match, and that's why I could even be referring to Karban Yochid. Has the Gemara, what do you want? We should separate a Kohen 7 days before he's going to bring any carbon. Ask the Gemara, Hai Kohen Misrami the Boilei Prisha. Who's the Kohen that I know that a week from now is going to do the Avoida? Amri. So the Gemara answers, that's not a problem. Amri loin the Boilei Prisha l'kula mashmeras beisav. We know, as we said in Masechet Shkalim, there were 24 mishmeris, 24 groups of Kohanim, working in the Beis Hamikdash, and every day of the week a different Beis Av worked. So I know today exactly who's going to do work, which Beis Av is going to do the work next week. So the Gemara is asking that a week in advance, that whole Beis Av should be segregated. Answers the Gemara, Donin, Dovish Kvul Oizman, B'Dovish Kvul Oizman, we'd rather learn Yom Kippur, which is something that is specified, it's always Yud Tishrei, from the Shmoni Shmei Meluim, which were also specified, Lefuki Kabbonis to Kol Yoy Misnu. Kabbonis is not the same because it happens every day. Ask the Gemara. Okay, so Kabbonis is not a question. However, ask the Gemara, Ve'ema Regolim, maybe it means Yom Tovim, which is also at a specified time. Answers the Gemara, and this way the Ritva explains it. Donim Dovish Noi Pamax Mishona, Midova Noi Pamax Mishona. The Shmoni Shmei Meluim is once a year, Yom Kippur is once a year. Lafuki Regolim, on the other hand, Yom Tovim, that are the La Pamach Mishon Ninu, there's three Regolim in a year. Now the Ritva asks, Shmoni Shmei Meluim isn't once a year. It was only once altogether. So what's the Gemara saying? Yom Kippur is once a year, Shmoni Shmei Meluim is once a year. It's not even once a year. Says the Ritva, Pshanig Mar is, that when they had Shmoni Shmei Meluim, it was only once a year. Whereas Yom Tovim are always three times a year. Says the Gemara, you're right. To learn all three Yom Tovim, I can't. But perhaps, Ve'ema Regel Achad, one of the Shalosh Regolim should be compared to Shmoni Shmei Meluim and should require Prisha. V'chi Teima, Rayel Ansel, then Hamanai, which Yom Tov I should choose? Because I Chag HaMatzah, should I choose Chag HaMatzah's? Because it's the first Yom Tov of the year. Perhaps I should choose Sukkos. On Sukkos, there are a lot of mitzvahs. So the Sfasem says, we're not going to talk about sitting in the Sukkah, because the Sukkah wasn't something that took place in the Beis Hamikdash, but there were all the Kabbonis that we brought on Sukkos, and there's the Lulav and the Dalaminim, there are all so many mitzvahs. So maybe it means one of those Yom Tovim. Who says it means Yom Kippur? Answers the Gemara, El Donim Prisha Shivul Yom Echad, the Prisha Shivul Yom Echad. By Shmoni Shmei Meluim, they were separated for 7 days in preparation for the one day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Similarly, here we're separated for 7 days, the Kohen Gadol, for that one day called Yom Kippur. They ain't done a preacher Shiva l'Shiva, but here, if we would separate for Sukkot or Pesach, we would separate him for 7 days for Yontu, which is 7 days long. The preacher Shiva Yom Echad, so Yom Kippur is more similar to the Shemana Shemayim Eluim than Yom Tov Mar, because here it's a separation for 7 days for 7 days, whereas here it's a separation for 7 days for 1 day, so it's a closer match, so we pick Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Vemishmini, maybe it means Shemini Atzeres, where we would have Precious Shivas Yom Echad. Shemini Atzeres is only 1 day. So we say that maybe what the Torah means is that prior to Shemini Atzeres, we should separate the Kohen for 7 days, which would be a separation for 1 day. Answers the Gemara, Yom Kippur is still more similar to the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nissan than Shemini Atzeres. Why? Don and Davish and Kedush Lefanov, Medavish and Kedush Lefanov. By Yom Kippur, the days before Yom Kippur are regular weekdays, as are the days before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Vein Davish Yesh Kedush Lefanov, Medavish and Kedush Lefanov. The 7 days prior to Shemini Atzeres, what are they? Sukkos. So again, given that Yom Kippur is more similar to the Shemini Shmei Meluim, because the 7 days before Yom Kippur were not Kodesh, just like the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that's why it's a better match. Ask Taisus that the 7 days before Yom Kippur also had a Kedusha Lefonov. It had this, in 7 days you're going to have a Shabbos. Shabbos is holy. Answers Taisus, you can't compare the Kedusha of a Shabbos to the Kedusha of a Yontif. A Yontif's Kedusha comes from us, because we make Rosh Chodesh, and then we know when the Yom Tovim are. Shabbos is a Kedusha that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every Shabbos is holy. Ask the Gemara, on the contrary, V'lav Kavachaymu, Hash the Dovish and Kedusha Lefonov, Boy Prisha, if Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nissan were regular days, still we said that the Kohen Gadol had to be separated, certainly, Dovish Yesh Kedush Lefonov, the 7 days before Shemini Atzeres, which were holy days, Lo Koshkein, certainly. So on the contrary, the Gemara is arguing, maybe Shemini Atzeres should require the 7 days of separation, because they are more similar. Answers the Gemara, Amra Meshasha, Lo Yazaksiv, doesn't the Torah use by this pasuk Kasha, the words Kasha Osa Bayom Azeh, Ksiv Kazeh. Yes, maybe if we use logic, we should say that the 7 days before Shemini Atzeres, there's more of a reason to have the Kohen separated versus the 7 days before Yom Kippur, because these are holy days anyway. But the Torah says kazeh, that we have to have as much of an exact match as possible. And given that Yom Kippur is more similar to the Shemini Shemei Meluim than Shemini Atzeres is, that's why I prefer to learn that the 7 days that the Torah is teaching us are before Yom Kippur versus the 7 days before Shemini Atzeres. The Gvura Sari asks, if we have a dilemma, he says, we have the Kohen on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol who we separated 7 days before Yom Kippur, something happened to him, and we now have a situation where we can have two Kohanim. One Kohen is married, but he didn't have segregation of 7 days. And there was another Kohen who was segregated for 7 days, but he's not married. Which is the Kohen that we should prefer to take? So the Gevurah Sari says we should prefer to take the Kohen who's married. He says, since the Pasuk says, V'chipa ba'adoi ba'ad beisoi, beisoi zu ishtoi, marriage is required more than the prisha. The prisha is not me'akev, it's not required by the Eved. Where is this relevant la'loch la'maisa? If there's a choice who to pick as a shliach tzibur on Yom Kippur, you have one person who's a Talmud Chacham, he has a lot of milus, but he's not married, and you have another person who maybe is not that great, but he's married, it's preferable to take the married shliach tzibur.